And welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill. We've got a bunch of special guests here in the studio tonight because it is time for another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. They're just down the road from us on Fordham Boulevard, right over by Eastgate. And a lot to talk about this evening because they've got summer camps coming up, they've got some shows coming up, and they're celebrating their fifth anniversary of being open in Chapel Hill. With a big show at School of Rock on Saturday, rain or shine, noon to 5 p.m., a whole bunch of great live music, and you can find out more about the School of Rock and what they do there. We are joined today by six different people. We got David Joseph here in the studio, the owner and general manager of School of Rock. We'll hear from him in a bit. We've also got five different students who are here to perform. Bella Jackson Rival on the bass, Connor Sutherland on drums, Lauren Harshbarger on the vocals, Libby Miller on guitar, and rocking the keys, Philip Webb. All five of you, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How's it going?
Thank you for having us.
Let's hear some music. What are we going to hear first?
First, we're going to do Give Me Shelter.
Awesome. Go for it.
Thank you.
You are listening to School of Rock Chapel Hill studio sessions here on Live and Local. We got much more from the house band. We'll hear from David Joseph of School of Rock as well. And a whole lot more when we come back on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill. Back with more after this. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. Tonight, it's another round of studio sessions with the folks from School of Rock Chapel Hill. We got five members of the house band here, Bella, Connor, Lauren, Libby, and Philip. David Joseph, the owner and general manager, also here as well. We're going to hear from him in just a bit. You just heard Gimme Shelter in our last set. Guys, that was a fantastic song and a great rendition. So thank you so much for being here tonight and for delivering that. That was awesome.
Thank you.
So a lot to talk about with the fifth anniversary coming up, party on Saturday. Are all five of you going to be playing at that as well?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. So what are you going to be doing? Like, are you all going to be like playing together or separately with different bands, or how's it going to be going?
We all get to play together on a bunch of different songs. I can't remember the number. It's a lot.
It's a 5-hour show, so it's gonna be a lot.
It's gonna be fun though.
Awesome. So I've got to ask, like, 5 years, and I know not all of you have been with School of Rock for the entire period, but in that time you've had a lot of opportunities, in spite of the pandemic shutting things down for a while, to play live, and this Saturday is gonna be another great opportunity. What's the best, like, live performance experience you've had at School of Rock? Do you have, like, a favorite memory?
Well, one of mine actually might be my very first performance program show, which was the Epic Zeppelin 1 and 2, because it was epic.
Nice. That's Philip. Libby, how about you?
Well, this is my first year on house band, but honestly, probably the Shikori Hills Festival.
Okay.
Was pretty fun. I love that one.
The one that just happened, or?
No, we had one back in October.
Oh, back in the fall?
Yeah, but
awesome.
That was pretty fun.
Lauren?
My favorite was probably the one we did last Saturday. It's really awesome because there are a bunch of other house bands, and the community is just, it's great.
Yeah. Connor?
I really liked the Jack White show. That was a great show.
What was that? When was that?
It feels like 3 years now, honestly. That was my first show.
It was last Tuesday, everyone.
I can find a date.
Bella?
My favorite show is probably the Cubans Jam that happened, like, couple
months ago. Oh yeah, the one back in February.
Really good. Everyone was like awesome. So
what was the, like, I don't want to say worst, but like the most the weirdest, the craziest, the one where like things happened?
Everyone.
I can't remember where this one was, but I think I was the only singer there, so a bunch of Libby, Connor, and Philip had to step in to help me fill in on a bunch of vocals.
Nice.
That one was chaotic.
Like Briar Chapel?
Briar Chapel, yeah.
Nice.
I have great bandmates.
What are your summer plans? What are you going to be doing this summer?
Mostly beach time.
Okay. Any, like, School of Rock stuff? Summer camps, classes, things?
I don't know about summer camps.
Okay.
I am in the summer show.
All right. Awesome.
Other
folks go? Oh, going on tour? Yeah. Where are you going to be going?
New York and back. I forget the pit stops in between. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Well, we're listening to studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Next, we're doing Hysteria by Muse.
Awesome. Take it away.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're listening to the House Band of School of Rock, Chapel Hill. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website. It's studio sessions with School of Rock, Chapel Hill here on Live and Local. More from the band, we'll hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM of School of Rock, Chapel Hill, when we come back after this on 97.9 The Hill. And welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill. Studio sessions tonight with the School of Rock, Chapel Hill. We got Bella Jackson Rybel here in the studio, Connor Sutherland, Lauren Harshbarger, Libby Miller, and Philip Webb, all five members of the house band of the School of Rock. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website for more information on the house band, all of the bands and performances, a lot of upcoming shows, plus, of course, ongoing classes all the time and summer camps coming up as well, as we are getting real close to the start of that season. We're also joined in the studio by David Joseph, the owner and general manager of School of Rock, who is got to be beaming with pride because these students, this music is fantastic. So
thanks,
it gets better every single time.
I tell you what, 5 years has gone by so fast, but with every single day, it's just filled me with more and more joy to see these young people growing their musical talents and bring a little extra music to Chapel Hill. So it's pretty exciting.
So celebrating the 5 year anniversary this Saturday of School
man,
of Rock.
So Saturday at the school on Fordham Boulevard, 12 noon to 5 p.m. We've got a big 40-foot by 40-foot tent, so don't let the slight forecast scare you away. Come on out. We're gonna have live music all day. The house band's going to be playing. Our Rock 101 and 201 kids are going to be playing. We're going to have a special set from our instructors, I am told.
Nice.
There are going to be T-shirts given out and other prizes and giveaways and drawings and cupcakes. And everybody likes a cupcake.
Cupcakes,
so
I'm there.
Come claim yours now.
Nice. Well,
come claim it on Saturday.
And should mention, like, this is live and local. Like, we play a whole bunch of local music, and a lot of the musicians that we play on the regular on this show are instructors at School of Rock. So you go there, you're going to hear familiar voices and performances just over and above what we're hearing tonight, too.
We are super lucky here in Chapel Hill to be in the midst of such a deeply rooted musical community, and it has certainly been a help to have some of those great musicians join us and help pass it along to the next generation.
What else is coming up?
Well, tomorrow is kind of a local holiday because to my right is Philip Webb, and it's his 16th birthday tomorrow.
Hey,
so let's
birthday.
Just say happy birthday to him. And then other things coming up, we've got the party on Saturday. We've got summer camps happening all summer long. There are two that are sold out, but two that have spots remaining. The Best of MTV Summer Camp and Songwriting Summer Camp.
Nice.
I'm going to segue for a second.
Speaking
of songwriting.
Thinking this was going to be the moment.
We have in our midst a person who has been named a School of Rock National All-Star. And before I tell you who that is, what I want to say is this. In the School of Rock system worldwide, there are over 50,000 students, 50,000 students. And every year there's this audition-based process where only the very best students get selected. Is less than 200. That's like 0.4% or something of the entire system.
Nice.
And here at School of Rock Chapel Hill, I want to congratulate formally Connor Sutherland. He was selected. First of all, Connor is a drummer. He's a vocalist. He plays the keys. He plays bass. He plays guitar. And he's a songwriter. And he put together an original composition that he submitted. It was called Moving On, and it was just very solid, and he was selected. So he's one of actually only 15 people selected in the songwriting category.
Awesome.
And he's going to get to go to Miami, Florida at the end of July and record some stuff, I assume the song, in the studio and perform with some other all-stars on stage for a few nights, and it's really going to be a cool experience. So congratulations to
awesome.
Connor.
Thank you.
Connor. Yeah. How did you feel when you first heard the news? Because this isn't your first time hearing it. You knew already, so.
I mean, yeah, a little in disbelief, just because.
I bet.
Everyone else I know who tried out, in my opinion, is so much better than me. But, apparently they just
everyone else is shaking their heads, so.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's true. Everyone else is shaking their head. That's 100% correct. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Other things going on at School of Rock that that folks need to know about?
Well, we've got stuff happening every day at School of Rock, and that includes our performance program, summer shows, and it's not too late to sign up for those if you're interested. We're doing this season reggae, the Allman Brothers versus the Grateful Dead, 90s Alt Ladies, the best of REM, and Yacht Rock. And it's going to be pretty sweet. We're off to a good start. We actually just started our adult band program, restarted it, and they're meeting every Wednesday night, and they're having a lot of fun. They're going to do a best of the 80s set that they're putting together for the end of the summer.
Like it.
So that's what's happening then. And then next month in June, two things that popped to my mind on June 11th, we will be, the house band will be playing at Briar Chapel's Great Meadow Park. They're going to open up for an 80s cover band called the Southside Saints.
Nice.
And then at the end of June, on that last Sunday, which I think is the 20—last Sunday in June, we're going to have our mid-season preview.
Wait, we've got technology.
Shows. Do we have a calendar?
The 26th.
The
26th
of June. the performance program students will be playing at the Cat's Cradle on the main stage that afternoon,
awesome.
Doing those shows I just mentioned. So yeah.
Very cool. And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there, find out more about all of it. Sign up for summer camps and summer classes. Get more information on those upcoming shows. And mark your calendars for this Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., rain or shine. They've got the tent we can all crowd under. The 5th anniversary party is going to be a big, big party to celebrate the School of Rock in 5 successful years at their location on Fordham Boulevard, right around the corner from Eastgate. Let's hear one more song as we wrap up. What are we going to end with?
The last song we're doing is Dr. Feelgood.
Nice. Go for it.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there, find out more. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, the 5th anniversary party, noon to 5 p.m. at School of Rock on Fordham Boulevard, right around the corner from Eastgate. That's rain or shine. Open to the public. Everyone's welcome. It's free. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, head online to the website for more information about summer shows, summer camps, and classes going on all the time. David Joseph, final word?
Yeah, Aaron, I just want to say since day one, 5 years ago, 97.9 The Hill has been a partner to us and given us great opportunities to showcase all these young musicians, and I just want to say thank you to everybody here for that since the very beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. We love having you here. Hey, Bella Jackson Rival, Connor Sutherland, Lauren Harshbarger, Libby Miller, Philip Webb, David Joseph, thank you all so much for being with us again tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Us.